Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guests are Jamie and Ben Cahoon, and we're going to talk about raising sheep for meat. This business, did this come about from your You So Dirty business?
No, it came about because we wanted our children to grow up with livestock like we did. And so we started raising sheep, and then we decided we better figure out something to do with them because, you know, they're really great lawnmowers, but they're expensive lawnmowers. And I grew up raising sheep as a kid, and Ben's done a lot of ag, rodeo, forestry, you know, it just fits with our lifestyle.
Now that I mentioned the You So Dirty business, we should talk about that, you know, because that is some of the products that you make.
Yeah, that's about half our business.
Okay. And what sorts of things do you make?
I make soaps and lotions and salves and balms and all kinds of goodies. I'm baby diaper salve and mustache wax. I make Whiskey Whiskers mustache wax and Woolly Bugger beard balm and just some
and
really
fun. And this
is from
products. Milking?
No, no, not at all. We use the lamb fat in our soaps when we render the fat that we have, you know, from butchering. And then I use some lanolin in some of my products, but some folks are allergic. So mostly we just use our animals, their artwork on our displays. And that's where it brings in the You So Dirty part is we've got baby doll on just about all of our products as one of our mamas.
And so you sell your lamb and do you also sell mutton?
Yeah. Ewes get older and you kind of have to rotate them out over time. And so that's.
And there's a whole lot of folks that really like mutton more than lamb.
There are. I've talked to some people who say it's just delicious.
And locally raised mutton, to be honest with you, tastes better than like imported lamb. It's less strong. That imported lamb that you get at like big box store is really super, super gamey. So homegrown mutton is far and away better.
Okay. And what breed do you guys raise?
We raise our base as a Romney Dorset cross. So it's a British breeds that are better suited for our climate and area.
And what makes them better suited?
They were developed in England. Basically, it's a similar climatic condition to what we have here, rainfall and temperature regimes and that. And that was originally the sheep in this area. We were the largest sheep producing county in California at one point. And California was the biggest sheep producing state. And a lot of the ranchers couldn't run the fine wools because they didn't do well here with their feed and the wool rot. And so they started mixing breeds. And the one that came out the best was a cross between what they call a long wool breed and then a down, which is the more of a meat type. And so that's the Dorset is the down type and the Romney is a long wool.
So you get
wool.
The best of all worlds there with
you
those
get
two breeds.
Good wool
together.
Production and good meat
dual
production
purpose.
Both.
Great. Now, I've heard that, you know, sheep production used to be big in Humboldt County, but there was a big coyote problem.
Yes.
And how do you deal with that?
We use good hard fences and electric.
Oh, okay. So you don't have the dogs?
Nope, we don't. Most of our pastures are too close to people, and that good dogs and neighbors are not always good things.
That's right. Mix. Yeah, yeah, because those dogs, they're not like pet dogs. Those dogs are really just trained to deal with the predator problem.
And they're very loud. A lot of them are very loud.
They attach to the sheep as opposed to most pets. Well, a dog will attach to its owner. These breeds are specific. They attach to the sheep. So that is their pack. That is their group. And you can tame them down and people try and make pets out of them, but they don't really work well for that. They're more aggressive as a general rule towards anything that comes towards the flock than most other breeds would be.
Now, how much property you guys have?
We lease right about 20 acres.
Oh, okay. And so you have your sheep running out on those 20 acres. When you go to take them to market, do you bring them down to Redwood Meats? Is that where you have them butchered?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They have to be USDA inspected. Mm-hmm. And that's the only facility actually in the northwestern corner of the state.
Yeah.
So that's the only place to go. So.
Yeah. Okay.
We're very glad they're back in business.
Yes.
That's right. So have you guys ever butchered your own animals? You've done that before? Because, I mean, it sounds like you have experience. Do you still do that for yourself?
We do it on occasion, but to be honest, we end up selling most of our animals through the markets and stuff. So we don't have the opportunity to slaughter on our own.
Okay.
We have done a few.
When it was necessary.
Yeah, when it was necessary, when there's issues that come up. Because livestock animals have a tendency to, there's things happen, they break legs, they do things that you never know what's going to happen.
It's, oh, sure. You got to be ready to step in.
I prefer not to butcher our own animals for ourselves because I know them too well.
I was thinking that, you know, kind of trying to get past that, trying to be practical about it. You know, we're raising these animals to eat. But then again, I mean, you're spending every day with them. You've seen them since they were babies. I mean, that's a big hurdle to get over. It would be for me. So that seems like a good way to deal with that. You send them off to redwood meats.
That's also a large reason why my husband, Ben, has stopped me from helping him on a day-to-day because it's too hard for me.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah. So they get a good home. Now, when they start having their babies, I mean, do you have to get very involved with that?
Normally, we don't. We try and have ewes that are prone to being able to take care of themselves. We don't want to have to step in unless it's some real out-of-the-norm situation. Sometimes things happen, you know, and we do step in if it becomes an issue, but we want to try and let them do their own thing and have the lamb or lambs on their own, because that also helps with the bonding between the ewe and the lamb. If you get involved and she gets stressed because you're there, then sometimes she may abandon that ewe or abandon that lamb or not bond with it as easy because of all of the stress and the pain and everything.
Yeah. It just seems like, too, it's a better chance for you to see, is this a good mom? Do we want to propagate those genes?
The better mama they are, the more we want to keep them and their offspring because they have the same personalities. You can tell, you know, a 4-year ewe and a 2-year, which is just becoming a ewe at 2, you can tell that they belong. You know, baby doll, I can tell who her babies are because they have the same personality. They look the same. It's really, really neat.
Almost eerie.
It's really neat.
Yeah. And now, how old are the lambs when you take them to Redwood Meats?
They vary depending on their growth rates from 6 months to 8 or 9 months old, something like that. Lamb is usually anything under a year is a lamb. And if you get under 6 months, usually they're too small and light framed and they're just not developed enough.
If you harvest an animal that's just at the right size, you think, how much meat do you get out of an animal?
Well, we should get, they say you're supposed to get somewhere between 50 and 55% recovery. We like to get somewhere in that. If you can do that, that's fine. So it'd be if you got a, say, a 110-pound animal, you'd get 50, 55 pounds.
Yeah.
Sometimes different animals don't always grade out the same, and some breeds don't always grade out the same either. That's a reason to have some of the meat breed into the wool breed is because that the wool breed carcass doesn't usually grade out or have as much meat on it as a meat breed would. So that's why you try and cross them to get that finish and get the better carcass.
So when you go to sell your lamb to people, do people generally buy a whole lamb or do they just buy pieces?
We have some folks that buy halves or have bought wholes in the past. A lot of times though, we're selling either individual packages or...
Just by the pound.
Yeah, or portions of. So they'll buy like a leg and some ribs and they'll buy, you know, shank and, you know, buy a bunch of it, but they won't buy a quarter or a half or a whole. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that was really for me kind of wrapping my mind around the idea of buying a half of a pig and then realizing, you know, like if I'm going to do ribs, but we do one night of ribs and then that's it for that whole animal. I mean, and when you're buying a half an animal, you've got to figure out how to use all those different parts. Where do you sell the meat from the lambs that you raise?
We sell meat exclusively at farmers markets. So Arcata, Fortuna, Eureka, Garberville. And then the rest of our products we sell also at Farmer's Market. And then we have a few stores like Chautauqua and Wildberries, some stores in other towns.
And in the wintertime, does that mean that you're at the Farmer's Market in Arcata?
Yes, we're year-round, and it's a lot of fun. We're kind of fair-weather folks, though. If it's raining super hard, it doesn't do good with soap, so we get a lot of bubble.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that. That would not be good.
We try to.
We have had folks, restaurants.
Gabriel's.
Asking. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Gabriel's.
They're great folks down there.
Yeah, and they used our lamb. They highlighted our lamb. That was really, really
that's
exciting.
During Local Food Month.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. That was exciting.
Great. Yeah, that's really nice for people to have like a little story that goes along with their meal. They like know these people and know this lamb, where it came from and everything about it. So
a lot
that's
of fun.
Great. Okay. Well, this is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking about raising sheep for meat with Jamie and Ben Cahoon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.